Hello, friends. How you doing? Sapphire, you were a little late on the pre-clap. You'd already been clapped. If you're joining for the first time, we ask questions on Elysium, on Jabber. Mifune, I liked the video you made. It was funny. Why is space black? That's actually a question that philosophers used to ask. If there are essentially infinite stars in the sky, why isn't the sky totally white? Squid, the answer is distance and extinction. Extinction is like the scientific term for dust blocking light. All right. So I got some stuff to talk about. Let's see. What should we start off with? I think the thing that the people really want to hear, let's talk about the PI. We need more PI. Surprising you guys. Did you guys know we need more PI? We talked about it last week. We're going to talk about it this week. Did you know that you need PI to build things like keep stars and other things? Very important material. We keep pushing it because we keep needing it. I am watching the college football game, week zero game right now, look, Esty, so you're not super wrong. Let's talk about a success. We put those bounties, the extra bounties in Scalding Pass, and the ADMs have shot right up. A lot of you have claimed a ton of money. I checked a couple of days ago, and it was like 120,000 rats have been claimed and killed under that bounty system. So we consider it a success. We really liked what happened there. We may run it again, I think, when this one expires or sometime relatively soon. Someone wrote something in Mumble. I can't read it, but if you're in Mumble, go ahead and send a message on Elysium. That is where questions are answered. And then Sniper is linking to his templates thing, which is very useful for setting up a new PI setup. Kazanir has answered. You can go to the Alliance Alliance chat in-game and reload the MOTD, and there is a job right there that you can click on. Do you do the fireside naked or clothed? I do it clothed unless someone pays me, so never do something you're good at for free. Let's see. Okay, Black Ops. Did you guys see that Nyx that died? That was Black Ops drop. Black Ops is recruiting. They want more people who enjoy dropping on Horde, dropping on Caps. It's a very fun thing to do. I did several. I actually missed last week's Fireside because I had alarm clocked for a drop. So, and then I just took a nap during the Fireside. But if you're looking for someone to join, Black Ops is the one to join. I'm going to drop the link in here. There you go. Terrell, I'm ignoring you intentionally. Okay, this is mostly for your corp people, but make sure that you guys are swapping to Amar and Kaldari for Faction Warfare. That's a corp setting. It is not an alliance setting, and your corp needs to set it to Amar and Kaldari. So we'll be saying that in Kremlin, but it's a reminder here as well. And another catch-up, Cord was recruiting. This is the last day for Cord recruitment. If you want to help, I mean, this is like, this will probably be the last Cord recruitment before, you know, major things pop off. So if that's something you're interested in, you will not get a chance after this. So if you want to be part of something big, here's where to start. Cord is recruiting and it'll be the last chance to join today. Can we have someone drop that link? Seema says, do I have to be smart for Cord recruitment? Not really. No, you just have to be diligent. There is a difference. A little wisdom goes a long way. All right, we're having a meetup in Des Moines, Iowa. I don't know why you live in Iowa, but maybe you do. Maybe for some reason you do, and there's a meetup. Let me throw the link in here. If for some unfortunate reason you live in Iowa, go hang out with fellow goons. There it is. Iowa State's playing right now. College football's back, baby. All right, speaking of things we appreciate and shout-outs, I want to thank Vic. He is retiring from Lawn. Lord T-Mac, who some of you guys know, is taking over. So if you see him around, give him a thumbs up. We are looking forward to working with him and seeing what he does with Lawn. That is happening right now. And so if you see Lord T-Mac, just say, hey, you know, really that's all you got to say. Moving on. I've been getting a couple questions about Providence, and our official policy is basically don't get involved. I don't know if you guys have been seeing what's happening there. If you're watching this Absolute Order shit show, it's been pretty funny. It's just something we don't need to get involved in. Like, it's already happening. Everything that we want to happen is happening. And if we, you know, stick our noses in there, it probably won't help in any way. So we're just going to let it play out like it's playing out. You know, if we had to get involved, we would, but there's really no reason to. So don't, let's just not put our fingers on the scales. What's going on? It's a bit of a weird one, but this group Absolute Order has been shooting themselves in the foot over and over again. And now Initiative and others are basically trying to evict them out of the space. Atrium saying don't touch the poop is basically our summary of what we're doing.
Yeah, and we also have a no purple shoe that don't join those kind of fleets policy, etc. So just don't go there, also not as a personal. Like, hey, I want to just fuck around, just stay out of it.
Yeah, I think that's a good shout out. You know, we don't do NPSI fleets. NPSI fleets are a really good way to get yourself kicked from the Alliance. There's like a zero tolerance policy on that kind of thing. Don't join them and don't try to join them and be like, oh, I'm not going to shoot blues. It's just not how we run. We've had a lot of experience with not getting involved in that and good reason not to. So good shout out from Apple there. Yeah. If you want to just watch, Randy, I know you like to sit in the corner and watch, and there is a chair for you to sit down on. You can sit there cloaked and enjoy it. So, Incursion Squad. Oh, that's such a good shout out. GB says, join Scouts. We like to watch. Any good Gobbins jokes this week? For there to be a good Gobbins joke, you would have to be doing anything. That group is falling apart, and he is basically doing nothing. Beyond says, who is Gobbins? Yeah, we have this theory. It's not totally serious, but we kind of have been wondering. Have you guys seen the movie Weekend at Bernie's? Where a guy dies, and they like try to pretend he's still alive. So we've had this theory at Ilum that that we're wondering if Gobbins died or quit like a year ago, and they're just using his login on Discord to run this alliance into the ground. It's one of the explanations we have for like the way they're running, but you know,
while extracting maximum rent from their own members, don't forget. Yes. If this were real, it would be awesome.
Yeah, this would be such a great Eve story if that actually was what was happening. It probably isn't. Like, you know, Occam's Razor, it's probably just incompetence. But Weekend at Bernie's is the funnier option, really. Yeah, Darth, we're obviously not wishing ill. We don't hope that his player passed away. Okay, Incursion Squad. They're doing a bunch of different stuff. They have like a ship refresh for new players, so they're not running really old, you know, PvP faction battleships. Kansas State just scored, baby. So it's really good. It's for hour for new players. For armor, they have Apocalypse. For shield, they have Tempest. You can use T1 guns. They're available on contracts and on the market, and they cost less than 300 million ISK. And they actually have rentals if you don't have 300 million ISK. So if you're a new player, Incursion spawn all the time. They haven't spawned for a little bit because we basically got all the spawns at once, and now they're on the other side of the galaxy, but they will come back. So if you want to make some ISK, Incursion Squad is a great way to do it. All right, that's the end of my prepared topics. If you guys have questions, put them in Elysium. I am happy to answer them. Dude, Sumo is coming up. Cam and I'm actually thinking about streaming the Sumo live. I would need to get like a streaming service, VPN into Japan so I could get the actual like stream, but I might do it. We'll see. I am very excited about it. Yes. Let's talk about the plus ones. How many keep tars do we now have? Do you mean like how many have we dropped? I don't know. We have a lot now. I don't know the actual number. What do you like more, sumo or college football? Yeah, college football is my number one love, but I think sumo might be two. It's definitely replaced F1. F1 has gotten too boring for me. EFM keep star one, unlikely. Like, it doesn't actually give us a lot of stars. I don't know that. I mean, I'm not saying we won't ever drop an EFM keep star. I'm not saying we won't drop one next week. Like, there's a chance. we have discussed it, but I just don't think it's super likely because the location is not where you want to be as far as, like, you don't want to be going through that gate. That's just a bad gate to take. So why have a Keepstar there? There's a fort if you want to have caps in that system. Like, we don't want people throwing caps around in that system, but, you know, if you put a cap in there and you lose it, that's on you. We don't really like that, but, you know, it's, you know, there is a fort there if you want really want to do that. But generally going through that gate is generally like the worst option for getting into drones. Is it fair to say Asher is a sumo enthusiast? Yeah, absolutely. Is there a dedicated buyback for Faction Warfare PPCs now that we are realigning to Kaldari, Amar? I don't know that there is a buyback. I can't answer that question.
There is not a dedicated buyback for it.
There you go. What PI does the Alliance need? I think the answer is everything, but I can't tell you a particular one.
Principally, P4s are what we buy.
There you go.
There's a lot more other stuff, but what you should expect that within the hour, if not even before the end of the fireside, I'm getting distracted, which is very easy with Elysium the way it is. But there's going to be gigantic buy orders up for all the P4s. That may not be a permanent feature. We'll see how it goes. But you should be able to make better money in our space than in Jita. We're going to see if we can make that happen.
Who can kick the good metric site? I'll see if we can kick the server. Where and how do we sell to the Alliance? Do we have a particular buyback on that, like Beyond or Kaz or someone?
No, this is... Well, I'll just put up giant buy orders on the market.
Sounds good.
It's honestly the most convenient for everyone in this situation.
Okay. Drop a Keepstar and call it the Dioko. I love that. Let's put that on the agenda. Great idea. Dragon Zero suggests a weekly ping about PI. That's not a terrible idea. Noticed a huge increase in ANSI prices lately. Any chance of them lowering soon? I don't think we've adjusted them that much, but we do follow the, you know, price of the market, basically. A lot of the cost of that stuff has gone up. I don't know particularly what it's at, but...
Yeah. Oh, I just saw Dragon Zero's question. So the real answer to Dragon Zero's question is why not do a weekly ping? PI is broken down such that people basically will do one of three things in their PI career. First thing is you're just going to make P2s on planet. You set up a planet, it makes a given P2. Most of the P2s you can make, some of them are in high demand. You don't have to ever think about anything else. Perfect. Beyond that, there's two groups of people. One is the people who are just making P1s and maybe a little bit of P2s to extract. And then there's the people who are buying all that stuff, and they're making P3s and P4s in factories. Okay. So each of those three are distinctive enough that people basically pick the one that they like the most, and they get set up for that, and then they interact with the economy, right? So it's not a thing that shifts week to week, if that makes sense. That's the answer to that question.
There's a lot of people that either do, like, extract P1s and then make it into P3s and P4s, or extract P2s and do the same thing. Like, the buy everything off the market and plug it into factories, there's nowhere near the market depth that there would have to be for that to be, like, widely viable as something for people to do.
Oh, interesting shout out from Internet Night. Apparently there's a 20% Plex sale happening over on Marky Dragon.
Oh, cool.
Good for him.
Make sure you buy it through us. You can buy it through the forum on Market.
Right, yeah. Our link was dropped. That's good. Oh, the sale is from CCP. Okay. Oh, hey, I just saw someone's name in Elysium that I owe a Revelation Navy to.
There you go. Blood Raven asks, so am I wrong to take it all the way to P4? I don't think so. That's not incorrect, right, guys?
No, that's... I mean, the most advanced and profitable players do that, but it's the most work to set up. It's the most management to keep going, right? But yes, and that's what the Alliance buys the most of. P4s are principally what's in structures. That's where all the demand comes from. They also go into capitals. You'll never not make a sale if you go all the way to P4.
Crab beacons and... Yeah.
It was actually a problem in Tenerifis when we started doing crab beacons. We didn't have enough.
Do we have a list of enemy structures remaining in Scalding Pass that you want us to shoot? I do not believe there are any structures of any note that are left there.
There's a handful of Metanoxes that are getting gradually cleared, but that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been happy with the ADM progress in Scalding Pass. You know, I've been out there myself in some Ishtars and had some fun fights, and it's been good. And getting the extra money is actually appreciably nice. Babam, when are we going to push into Horde territory? It's the million-dollar question. It's also the future plans question. It's something we have to announce today. Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely being obeyed. Scalding Pass Ishtar SRP? No, that's not something we do. You can ask your corp. Sometimes they do that, but generally it's not something. It's definitely not something we do at an alliance level.
The SRP is the 50,000 extra is for kill we're paying you per rat. Get out there.
Yeah, I rat in literally the most dangerous system in Scalding Pass, and I replace my Ishtars like so fast that it's just never a problem. I sit in the entrance system and sit there and rat, and they eventually someone does come and fight me, but I win several of those fights. I had a really good one where four ships, it was like an Oman, a Caracol, an Arbitrator, and one other ship, I don't remember. They came and bought my Ishtar, the fit that I've been pimping for a while, and I killed three of them, and then the fourth one ran away in the super tank Ishtar fit. So that was like an awesome fight.
Did you get also a nice bonus of all the loot from that? Like an extra a bonus spawn, basically, for your...
Yeah. Did you know the rats in Scalding Pass have nanite paste in them? It's pretty awesome. Sultan, I can link the fit. It's under the PPE in Home Ec. I don't have it right now. I killed a vagabond in your Star fit. Yeah, it's a really nice, like, you can fight lots of ships solo. We don't have Moonlight. We don't have any plan to SRP merms that are, you know, ratting fits right now. There you go. Zerikik found it and linked it. Yeah, I am running these shield booster drugs. If you're not someone who like PvPs a lot, it might be something that you forget to do. We all forget it now and again, but leaving your cargo hold open, at least you might see it there and click it. Oh, you're just saying there is no MIRM SRP? I'll let HM know. Maybe it's something we want to turn back on. Any plans for a Jeter route from SeaTac J? Is this like a jump freighter thing? Yeah, Sultan, pit number three. A normal route from Jeter from SeaTac J. I don't think that, like, there's really not a way to do that. I'm just trying to think of how we'd even have to go through that. You would have to go through the drones. Is this like a backdoor invade drone questions or what? Yeah, HM, I guess they just want to have MIRM SRP in Shitstack just in general. Usurper, have you considered doing radio? I have done voice stuff before, Usurper, so yes. Yeah, Mifune asked about the interference screenshot on Reddit. It was pretty funny. The top comment was about like how we waited till it was like a good picture. In Ilum, we've been dropping these interference screenshots for like the last 3 weeks. So the fact that I didn't reply to it because there's no use to getting dragged into the mud, but we've been pasting those screenshots like every other day of the interference map because it's been so favorable in our sense. Rimmer says, Asher, do you think NC will leave? Okay, so that's an interesting question. There is a lot of smoke around NC, and even before it started going public, we were looking at it privately. There's a ton of smoke. I don't know what their plan is. Like, you say there's a whole lot of smoke in this room. Is there a fire? Maybe. Maybe they're just relocating. I don't know. I really don't. I wouldn't want to make a prediction, but there is something going on. It is something unusual. I think my guess is that Headliner just, you know, told them out of nowhere that he was leaving, and that probably bothered Vince quite a bit because he might have had his own plans, and that ruins them because it'll certainly be perceived publicly now that they're following, and I bet you he hates that idea. Yeah, that Tyrael, that was amazing cope that in EA they only have 10 systems to run beacons in, right? Was that one of us or one of them? I don't know. Did Faction Warfare get talked about already? Yeah. Will PL join Frat? I think that's already happened. Say about 1 second, guys. And I actually have some like a really good leak, guys. I don't have it ready yet, but I hopefully today we can get you a good leak. So I'm just gonna just hype that a little bit, but I think it's something you'll enjoy. It's not amazing. It's just funny. Are we attending FIFA next year? That'd be cool. Those tickets are super expensive though, right? I think the tickets to soccer games for World Cup are like super duper expensive. All right. Anyway, friends, I think that's it. I appreciate you guys coming to the fireside. I will see you next week. Thank you for coming this one. Have a great week. Have a nice time.